Good day, everyone. Wherever you are, whenever you might be listening, welcome back to the 23 Podcast. I am Parker Kern, here along with Father Jeff Macbeth. Father, what is new?
Wow. I guess everything. Well, it's just been Lent's been full, you know, and it always is, and it always sneaks up on me. You know, not that Lent sneaks up on me, but you know, there's a lot. There's a lot goes on this time of year, and all good. But so it's Lent's always just ends up being this wild ride. Even though at the beginning, sometimes you and I'm like, maybe this is the year that I'll just be able to like quietly enter into the season. Yeah. And that just sort of never
works. Like
never
that.
Really happens, but it's yeah, it's good stuff. And of course, part of it, we're here for other people.
Oh, sure.
You know, so they can get into Lent, you know, better and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, but it's good. And we're here at Holy Week.
We are.
So
we are very much here.
Let's go. Let's go. That's exciting. Yeah, it at the beginning exciting. Of Lent, you know, like Ash Wednesday, it always seems like Holy Week's like 8 years away or something. Then like. Man, it just sort of flies by, and here we are.
Yeah.
Here we are. So, but yeah, it's always good. Always good.
Agreed. And I think, you know, as much as I despise the time change, I think that sort of helps with it, because especially for, like, the Holy Thursday and Good Friday and certainly the Vigil Masses, like, they're all at night.
Mm.
And just having that extra bit of brightness, as opposed to, like, Ash Wednesday when we go in for the 5 o'clock and it's, like, dark.
Right.
And then you have, like, a 7 o'clock on those, you know, during Holy Week, and it's still light outside, and it's a little nicer weather, and it's just, like, oh, it feels like there's something different here. Like, it's been, everything's been transformed around me, right? And, like, I've been transformed, too, because I've kind of gone through this 40-day journey. It might be a reach, but I don't know. I just kind of feel that way.
Yeah, well, that's sometimes. what's supposed to happen.
We're good.
You know, and the word Lent comes from the word meaning springtime. And so I think, you know, even with, like you know, later, you know, more daylight, you know, I think we sense that. And not just, of course, all the spring weather we've been having early. But, right, even just, like, coming to church for these masses and it's not dark, you know?
There's just something about that.
Yeah, that, like, it's springtime, you know? It's kind of Easter's on the cusp. Like, it's time, you know, which is really good. So, just a bunch of stuff to share with everybody on the days ahead. So, because we've been having Stations of the Cross these past Fridays.
Yeah.
And we have, depending on when you're listening to this, we have one more evening one. It's this Friday, the 22nd, I believe is the date. And so, it's 7 o'clock in church. So, this is the one Deacon Tom does. And he gets this whole crew together, and does a great job with kind of bringing the stations, you know, more to life. And so, especially if you've never been or haven't hit any of the stations yet this year, Lent, I invite you at 7 o'clock on Friday with the Deacon Tom stations. So I think it'll be good.
Awesome.
And then the Sunday then is Palm Sunday. So we started in Roncalli Hall. So if you're listening, that's what we'd like you to do.
Please go to Roncalli.
Please go to Roncalli Hall. Yeah, if you come to church, we're just going to have you sent to Roncalli Hall anyway. That's where the palms will be.
Go to the principal's office.
Yeah. So the nice thing, I mean, Holy Week is great, you know, and it really does let us enter into that whole, you know, final week of Jesus's life. And so there's a lot of movements involved with that. That's part of the interesting thing about Holy Week is we're not just sitting in church. Not that's a bad thing, of course, but you know, for you know, every moment of all of these, you know, masses, you know, that there's a movement.
It's a pilgrimage.
Yeah. And so it's cool that we started in Roncalli Hall. There's the gospel there about the palms, and then we kinda like they did, we sort of process then into church carrying our palms.
Yep.
So yeah, it's a great thing. Regular mass times. But just starting in Roncalli Hall. So starting in Roncalli Hall, because that's where we're starting. Roncalli Hall, get your palms. So it's great. Yeah. Yeah.
Start in Roncalli.
I've heard that. I think it was in the bulletin somewhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's a little different, you know, especially if we're sort of, you know, jetting in, you know, at the last minute, and we sort of get stuck, you know, in a habit. Or maybe you're listening to this as like pre-gaming for Mass, which I know some people do. So, right,
even we'll more see like, you in Ron we'll Cali.
That's right. You can park out there. It's great. So, so we have that Palm Sunday. It's a beautiful thing. Tuesday as the Chrism Mass for the diocese. It's yep. at 11 o'clock. You know, there's no private masses, so if you've never gone and want to check it out, you know, it's really a beautiful mass. It's where the bishop blesses all the oils that we use for the sacraments for the coming year. So the oil of the sick, oil of initiation for those preparing for baptism, and then the sacred chrism, which we use for baptism, and then confirmation, and those are the big ones that we use, you know, throughout the year here in church. So let's get new batches, I guess, for lack of a better word, get blessed every year by the bishop, and they all then go to the various parishes and institutions around the diocese. Priests renew our promises, so we always call it that we're re-upping at the Chrism Mass.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, it's just always a beautiful part. So it's 11 o'clock at the Rosary Cathedral if you're available and never been and just want to check it out. So, and then on Wednesday of Holy Week, I think that would be the 27th.
Yeah, 27th.
Listen, tracking my days here. So this is a little bonus for you. So there's a service called the Tenebrae, which focuses a lot on the darkness of Jesus entering into his passion. So there's various ways of doing this, but the cathedral hosts one every year that the bishop presides at. And a part of that, there's some chanting of the Lamentations of the prophet Jeremiah. And so I've been helping out with this the last few years. Several years ago, I got asked to be on this new crew of Lamentation chanters. And it was a 5-year commitment.
Whoa.
And so COVID kind of canceled out the Tenebrae for a couple of years. Oh, in
I was
going to
say,
and 21.
Did you just like skip those over?
No.
You got 1 year left?
Well, this is the last year. Oh, so, wow. So 7 years ago, I agreed to a 5-year term. Oh. And so, you know, rather than years, it was number of times. So I think we get the band back together just one more time. And people really seem to appreciate it, and it gets a little different way to experience, you know, Holy Week and the Passion. So that's at 7:30 on Wednesday at Rosary Cathedral, and I'll be doing Lamentation Number 1. That's the one I've been doing. So
awesome,
yeah. So a little something different. Wednesday, 7:30, a Tenebrae service at the cathedral, and then Thursday is of course Holy Thursday. So we have our Mass of the Lord's Supper at 7 p.m. And before Mass starts, we'll bring in those oils mm-hmm. that were blessed by the bishop and kind of present those to the parish. And the Mass of the Lord's Supper, you know, celebrates a couple of different things. You know, the institution of the Eucharist, and also the priesthood then, and also the call to service through the washing of the feet. So we do that after Mass, or sorry, after the homily.
Sure.
Just get a variety of people to represent the parish, you know, across, you know, different ages, I guess, or whatever you want to call them.
And 8 to 80.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. So, so yeah, and then after, at the end of Mass, you know, we process to the little chapel of repose.
Yep.
So the tabernacle will be empty when you walk into church for Holy Thursday Mass, you know, because it's reminding us of the emptiness already of Jesus being, you know, absent, you know, during his death. And so we consecrate enough hosts for Thursday and Friday, and we move those to a secondary altar, you know, of repose. And then, because even then after Mass, the altar is stripped. Maybe some people think, well, couldn't they wait and redecorate like some other time? But, you know, it's part of the ritual, you know, that after Holy Thursday Mass, the altar is stripped. So again, we're really sort of stripping things down and getting ready for that somberness of Good Friday. And then there's some time of adoration then on Holy Thursday. It really harkens back to And kind of what you mentioned last week about, you know, in the Garden of Gethsemane and waiting with Jesus in prayer as, you know, he's about to undergo his passion. One cool thing we've been involved with is this Holy Thursday pilgrimage, where there's different parishes in our deanery, which is our little region of the diocese, that you can kind of go from church to church and hit these different altars of repose. Father Jeff Walker down at St. Thomas More has come up with this. And there's meditations that you can pray at these different churches, and I think even music you can listen to. There's like little, you know, playlist you can listen to on the car in between churches just to enter into this time. And so because of that, the church is actually open till midnight on Thursday.
Whoa.
I know. Open so late. I'll be there. Yep, open late. You know, we're like Wendy's and Waffle House.
Taco
so, Bell. Yeah, it's all that. So, but it's only Thursday, so don't go there. Holy Thursday with the Mass of the Lord's Supper is actually, Lent is over at that point, and then we enter the Sacred Triduum. Church is open till midnight. All this information about the Holy Land, or sorry, the Holy Thursday pilgrimage is on 23.church.
Oh, cool.
So if you're interested, kind of a cool thing to do with your family or maybe with a group of people,
yeah,
you know, to go to these different parishes in our area and, you know, pray with the Lord at these different altars of repose. So it's all on 23.church. It's going to be a cool thing.
Yeah, awesome.
I know. I feel like I'm doing all the talking.
That's
but,
okay.
You know, we got a lot of great stuff to.
Yeah. And obviously, folks, today is a little different format wise. The Passion Gospel would probably take us through about the whole 23 minutes.
Yeah.
So we decided together that it would probably be best to just kind of outline Holy Week in this episode. So that's why you're doing all of
that. Yeah. I was thinking maybe we could do the Passion, like all these different voices and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So you mentioned Jesus Christ Superstar last week.
Yeah.
I used to listen to that, like, the long drive, your tour from seminary once in a while, because then it keep me awake singing all the voices like, tell the rabble to be quiet, you know, and all that. Like, I kept myself, luckily I had no passenger in the passenger seat, you know. Why waste your breath? Anyway, so
yeah, you should have.
It kept me awake. It kept me awake on the road. So, you know, I'm here now. So
John Legend who? Move over.
I know, right. So, so that's Thursday. On Good Friday, I know you're like envisioning this whole thing. Yeah, it was something.
Yeah. Did you like move your head like to the left when you da 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 da?
No, because I was driving.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
if you could keep your eyes on.
Yeah,
the road,
you know. Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, Jesus really needed to have taken the wheel. So, So Good Friday, versus again, it's a day of fasting and abstinence, and so, you know, that one full meal, it's like the holiest day, because, you know, Jesus died, and so we really want to mark that day well. We do have Stations of the Cross at 2:00, and so if you're free that afternoon and want to join us for those stations, you know, that would be a good way of praying with that day. You're still thinking about it, aren't you?
I'm just weak over here.
Wow.
I'm just weak.
So.
I'm sorry.
And then.
I'll get it together.
Yeah.
Gotta be composed.
That's right. And so then we have our Good Friday liturgy at 7 p.m. Our Good Friday liturgy, which involves, you know, kind of three different movements. One is the reading of the Passion, kind of like we did on Palm Sunday, but this one will come from the.
Yeah. That's John, right?
John.
Oh, yeah. My favorite.
Yeah. Palm Sunday, it'll be Mark, you know, for the year B.
Yep.
John on Palm Sunday each year. And so there's that Liturgy of the Word with the Passion. And then we have the Veneration of the Cross. You know, so we're really embracing, really, the cross. Most people, you know, do that with a kiss. You know, it can be any kind of, you know, act of reverence, you know, to honoring the cross that day. And then communion, you know, that was reserved from the night before.
Yep.
And then Holy Saturday, it's kind of a great the story I like to tell about Holy Saturday is that when I was a new priest and I was in my first assignment, we had all the stuff on Holy Saturday morning with these preparatory rites for the RCIA people and, you know, some other things. And so I was popping back into the parish office after that, and at least at the time they had a a Saturday morning, like secretary, just to kind of have some more office hours and, you know, people calling, dropping stuff off anyway. You know, when I was in seminary, they taught us that, you know, Holy Saturday, it's just kind of a quiet day, you know, because Jesus is resting, you know, the king is in the tomb.
Yeah.
So, we just sort of a quiet kind of a day, you know? And so I walk into the parish office on a Holy Saturday, and the secretary that was in there said, you know, it's you know, too quiet. You know, we need some music or something. And I go, the king is sleeping. And she goes, you must be an Elvis fan.
Oh, my God.
And I go, I mean Jesus. He died yesterday.
Man, you were just full of it today.
Well, I'm definitely full of it. As people should know by now. So, of course, the big thing then on Saturday is the Easter Vigil.
Right.
Which starts at 8:30.
Saturday,
yes. It's all getting blended together. So Saturday, Holy Saturday, Easter Vigil at 8:30. It's late. So no 5 o'clock Mass.
Yeah.
No 5 o'clock Mass.
Mm-hmm. No 5 o'clock.
No 5 o'clock Mass. Right. So don't. Yeah. Don't show up. I mean, you can show up.
But none of us are here for 3.5 hours.
None of us are going to be here. So you know, every Saturday evening Mass is a vigil Mass, but this is the vigil of all vigils, and the idea is that it even starts after dark. Which is why it starts so late. Mm-hmm. You'll see that in every parish. And so, you even start with a fire.
Oh, yeah.
It's great. You know, and then a little longer liturgy of the word, you know, unpacking what God has done for us. And, of course, the key piece with the Easter Vigil is those who have been preparing to enter the full communion with the Catholic Church can receive their sacraments. Mm-hmm. So that's it's a great thing. If you've never been, it's good. You don't have to go to Easter Mass the next morning then. If you can, it'd be different. But, you know, you can sleep in. So it's a little bit of a marathon, but it's like the most unique Mass of the whole year.
Yeah, as Keith Jackson would say, it's the granddaddy of them all.
There you go. Exactly. So, if you've never been, you know, little kids, you know, they might not be able to stay awake through it.
The musicians might not either.
Yeah. It was a few years ago at my last parish. We had a couple of kids who were getting baptized, and they were like out of it during the homily. You know, I'm like, oh, we'll wake them up before it's time, you know, it'll be all right.
You give them some Mountain Dew or something.
So, you know, but Holy Saturday, Vigil Mass, 8:30 p.m., and then, of course, then Easter Sunday. And like we've done in the past, we'll have 2 9 o'clock Masses and 2 11 o'clock Masses, so our regular Sunday times, but a whole extra Masses in Ron Colley Hall, both at 9 and at 11.
Yep.
And so, then I'm going to take a nap.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I got to go to family dinner and then I'm taking a nap.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't got to go. I get to go.
Right. No, I understood that.
But hopefully it's all prepared.
Yeah.
So usually Dad does a good job of it.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know what we're having this year. But anyways, are you hanging out with family on Easter? Are you just going to go
to
sleep?
I think so, yeah. No, I'll do a little family thing before
before you go to sleep for 3 days.
Yeah. But I'm a night owl, though, you know, and so, to stay up till midnight on Thursday, you know, and then the vigil, Easter morning might be a little rough, but it always kind of, you know, you sort of go on adrenaline, you know, and then it kind of gets you through.
You don't think about it till after.
Right.
Like, even in all my years of doing, you know, being just, you know, a guitar player here, it's like, you don't really think about it until you're, like, done, and then you finally, like, sit down. After you have like your cozy clothes on and you've gotten home and you've had a chance to eat and maybe talk to your family a little bit, and then you're just like, okay, well now it's just, I'm spent, you know, I'm cooked. It's just, like you said, when you're in the element, you're not really thinking much other than this is special. This is cool. This is why we're all here.
Yeah.
So
it's like me every Monday, but just even like more so, but
that's great.
Yeah. No, it's good. So, if you've never been to some of these, you know, what you might call like bonus Masses for the Triduum, Thursday, Friday, even Saturday, really encourage you to do that.
Yeah.
You know, they're great. Each one is so unique. And I think you won't be disappointed. And really the whole thing from Mass of the Lord's Supper, you know, until Easter Sunday, like through the vigil, is one big liturgy, you know? Yeah. And so we talked earlier about the movements. And so it's sort of one big movement. you know, spread out over like 48 hours or more. It's a cool thing.
Yeah.
It's a cool thing.
And I think also like as you mentioned with the Palm Sunday coming up with mm-hmm. people pilgrimaging.
Yeah.
You're part of it.
Yeah.
Right. And when you go to all of these Triduum, you're also part of it.
Right.
Right. You're like, you become, you're at the Last Supper.
Yeah.
You're at the Passion.
Yeah.
You're at the Easter Vigil. You're at the Easter Sunday. Right. Like, it's all part of, like you said, the story.
Yeah.
And it is all very symbolic. So very important, I would agree.
Yeah. So I just invite you to that. So also, if you're a liturgical minister, be sure to please do check out the scheduler for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We need a lot of help. We know like the two biggest school districts in our parish are both on spring break. And so we're really going to always be looking for a lot of help. And mm-hmm. so if you can help out in any way at any of those masses, we would be really grateful for that. Because just like any weekend, it takes everybody kind of doing their part, especially when it's out of the routine and everything. We still need all sorts of help. And so we'd love to have you enter in and help us out in that way as well.
Absolutely. Well, Father, would you like to wrap up with a little prayer for Holy Week and all of us here?
Yeah. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Almighty God, we give you thanks for the gift of Holy Week that enables us to enter into the mystery of the Passion, Death, Resurrection of your Son, through which we have our life and our salvation, that they just be blessed liturgies for us, and that your grace may flow and truly to bring about a rising up in us, and help us go into this entire Easter season that follows to celebrate the wonders of the new life that we have in you and the Holy Spirit who makes it all happen. We love you, God. We thank you for your love for us. Sustain us this day and each day in that love in the Holy Spirit and through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. The Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
All right, Father. Thanks for the information and the stand-up routine today.
Appreciate it. Anytime. Have a blessed Holy Week.